This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and it's going to be a fantastic night tonight. You know why? The communists are tearing at each other a bit, and we'll get to laugh at them about that. That's always enjoyable. We're going to discuss yet another example of how the system coordinates messaging. A shifting culture getting extremely violent for Christians? Electric vehicles? Why did that become a thing when they don't work? All that, all the AOC talk, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know how we're going to get to it all, but we're even going to get to emails and stuff. We're going to just throw in some things. Now, I want to begin here. I haven't done this on the radio for a while, and so longtime listeners will have heard it probably several times before. I realize we have a bunch of new ones. So I'm going to describe this really stupid, ham-fisted theory I have, all right? But it's effective. It helps me understand it. And it's gonna pertain to something Joe Biden said today. I call it the sky is green theory. And here's the basic idea behind it. The sky is green theory. The idea is once you seize enough of the institutions in a society, you can get a certain percentage, a large percentage of the population to believe things that are not only not real, their own eyes should be able to tell them they aren't real. And the theory goes like this. In our country, the dirty communists seized all the institutions. You shouldn't have one sick religion controlling entertainment, education, government. It shouldn't work that way. They even seized professional sports. They got it all, right? But once you get to a place where that happens, and that's where we are now, they coordinate their messaging with each other, and they speak with one voice, and they repeat it over and over and over again. And that's why your liberal Aunt Peggy lives in a world of make-believe, a world that is not real, where Trump is a Russian secret agent. That's why she believes insane things. And the theory goes, you can use your two eyes right now, provided it's not dark, and look up at the sky and see that the sky is blue. Everyone can see the sky is blue, unless you're colorblind. It's quite obvious, right? But if the system wanted you to believe the sky is green, maybe not with you, probably not with you, but they could get 50% of the population to believe the sky is green. It sounds insane, but here's how it works. Propaganda works. You simply find a message, stay on message, and repeat that message ad nauseum over and over and over and over again. So when liberal Aunt Peggy turns on CNN tonight, there's a Harvard-educated scientist talking about the discovery of the green sky. When she watches the Oscars tomorrow, the actresses will get up and be, oh, wow, the sky's green. I can't wait to make my next movie with the green sky. Your dirty commie social studies teacher in school makes you say the sky is green. You have to write it down in chemistry class or you fail over and over and over and over and over again, coming at you with a lie that your eyes can tell you is a lie. Yet for liberal Aunt Peggy, she will not only come to believe it, she will repeat it. And if you try to argue with her on it, it will make her angry. That's what I call the system. Once all of our cultural pillars joined as one and started to speak with one voice, it became a system where you are the enemy. They have to lie at all times about every single thing, and they will lie together. Here's a great example. Just a perfect, a totally stupid example, but a great example of what I'm talking about. Woke up today. You know how Joe Biden has been, he's been searching for things to campaign on. It's very, very difficult to campaign on what he has. There's an open border. Everyone's angry about it. Everybody in the country is angry about it. Inflation's really bad. They know that. Joe Biden is old and frankly embarrassing. Everyone knows that. So they're looking for something positive, something to campaign on. Setting aside Republicans are the enemy, what are they going to campaign on? He's been really focusing on two things. They're both ridiculous, but he's been focusing on two things. One of those things has been junk fees. They keep putting out these stupid statements. We're getting rid of these junk fees. You know, it's just grasping at straws, just trying to grab any kind of populist thing that you think will resonate. The other thing he's been campaigning on is those evil corporations and the shrinkflation. Shrinkflation, you've heard him say it several times. He wants you to turn your anger towards corporate America. So I woke up today and saw this, even though it's a couple days old, from the, wait a minute, is this today? What's the date today? No, it is yesterday. From the Cookie Monster. The Cookie Monster being the big blue, I don't know, puppet. What do you call him on Sesame Street? Everyone knows what the Cookie Monster is. He has a social media account now, because of course he does. And on his social media account, again, Sesame Street, he says, me hate shrinkflation. Me cookies are getting smaller, with a sad face. How does the system work? Well, the system works like this. Your liberal Aunt Peggy turns on Sesame Street and hears the exact same messaging that she'll hear later in the afternoon from the President of the United States of America.
In fact, some of the small snack companies, you won't and think you won't even notice what they're doing when they charge you just as much for the same size bag of potato chips, only has a hell of a lot fewer chips in it. I'll tell you who did notice: the Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller, paying the same price. I was stunned when I found out that's what actually happened.
I was stunned. I had no idea. They coordinate. The system speaks with one voice at all times. And this is not about the stupid Cookie Monster, and it's not about shrinkflation. It's just, once again, trying to bring it home for you, bring it home for me. The amount of propaganda we are up against. And I don't know, maybe I'm just in a good mood tonight, even though there's all kinds of stuff to talk about. It's a reminder to me, maybe not to you, you probably don't need this. It's a reminder to me that I do need to be a little bit more merciful with all the stupid people in our society who believe lies, because the truth is they're stupid. And when you have this amount of propaganda coming at you, when it's the news, when it's science class, when it's Hollywood, when it's experts, when it's Harvard, when it's this, when it's over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, the truth is a stupid person has no chance in a society this built on lies. That's why this society needs you. That's why this society needs us. We have to continue speaking hard truths because stupid people need so much help. Stupid people like your liberal Aunt Peggy, The truth is, she doesn't stand a chance in a society like this. We are her only hope. So there, that's how the system works. That's the sky is green. I mean, look, these people are out here trying to tell you the president, I mean, note cards, what's the big deal?
If I may, the president, I noticed, had note cards at the border when he was doing his briefing there. He also had note cards last Friday with the Italian prime minister. Why does the president rely so heavily on note cards?
You're upset because the president has note cards? You're asking me a question about the president having note cards?
She's a little salty about it, but look, Corinne, we all see it. And I'll tell you, it didn't come across. It doesn't come across audio-wise today, so it won't do me any good to play it. But Biden made a couple comments today. They weren't important. I mean, he screwed up a couple words. Economic fission.
Fair competition is the key to my economic vision.
He looks really bad. He looks markedly worse than he looked the first time he ran for office. That office ages younger men. You've seen those before and after pictures of presidents like George Bush or Barack Obama when they finish their 8 years. They're all gray and going wrinkly and whatnot. Younger men, that office wears you down. Joe Biden's been on vacation for 39% of his presidency just to keep him upright, and he still looks bad. What in the world are Democrats going to do? Look. They're not turning to Michelle. Who's been telling you about Michelle? Who's been saying she's not going to run and why she's not going to run? Michelle Obama's office today comes out and says the former first lady will not be running. You know what? Let's discuss that real quick and the why about that. And we're going to discuss AOC. AOC proving to be pliable for leadership. And her base is angry about it. Oh, there's so much more to get to tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, but I want to get to this. Here's what you can trust when it comes to finances now. Things you can touch and feel. That's the bottom line. When there's this much corruption in our economy and inflation this bad, look, you know all the deal. You have to trust things you can touch and feel. Hard assets. That's what the finance people are acquiring right now. Why do you think corporate America is gobbling up homes like no tomorrow? Because hard assets are able to stand the test of inflation and everything else. Oh, but Jesse, I'm a normal guy. I can't do that. Done for you real estate will do it for you. They do everything. They find you the properties in the best markets. They handle the financing, the closing paperwork, the rental process. I know you can't do it. I can't do it. I don't have those skills. I don't have that time. I don't have to. Done for you real estate does. This is for normal people to begin acquiring real estate. It's important. Find out how easy it can be. Just work with them. They are wonderful to work with. DoneForYouJesse.com. Get a hold of them. Let them know your situation. See what they can do. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show and should Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right. So just real quickly, we want to get to AOC and watching her morph, watching her change. And we'll discuss her background a little bit. Why is she changing and Jamal Bowman isn't changing? Just, I want to touch on this Michelle Obama thing really quickly. She says she's not going to be running for president. It's official. Her office put it out. Quote, all in for Joe Biden and whatnot. We're not going to remain on this thing just because Jesse called this a long time ago. I'm just going to say this. Remember, being a politician would suck. We think of these people, even though we dislike them, we think of these people almost like it's royalty, right? And especially when it comes to the president of the United States, he's got this big fancy White House and his own private jet, Air Force One, and all this Secret Service protection. And we look at the job of being a politician, a senator, president, something like that, and we think, man, be pretty cool, right? Let's be honest. Be honest just with yourself. You don't have to be honest with me. Would be pretty cool to be a senator, wouldn't it? Senator Kelly. In fact, I like that. No, stop. Anyway, it would suck. It would suck. I remember the first time I had to go back to Washington, D.C. I was running for Congress. I never made it to Congress. I was running for Congress, and I had to go back, and it was the first time I'd ever been in Washington, D.C., let alone be in official proceedings and things like that. And I had to go see this one congressman, Trent Franks, that I knew. He's from Arizona. He's a great dude. And I went to go sit down. He had a committee hearing. Trent Franks had a committee hearing, and I just had to wait for him to finish. So his people were all, hey, just come on in the committee room and just wait till he finishes. And we sat there for an hour, and every one of the congressmen, they had some people when they were giving testimony about something. They all looked half asleep and so bored. And then you leave that committee room, and this is how they all live, right? You leave that committee room, and where do you go? First, you get screamed at by some psychopath in the hall, some commie nutball. That would suck. Then when you actually have some time off, you're at making phone calls to donors, begging people for money. Hey, I need $1,000 to support my reelection campaign. Being a politician would suck. So why do people do it? Why? Well, as we've talked about on the show, we're not really talking about politics. That's kind of the wrong word to use. Even though I use the word all the time, I'm sure you do too. We're not interested really in politics. You're not interested in politics. I'm not interested in politics. You're interested in power. Because who has power has a lot of say in your country. These politicians only become politicians because with all that suck that we just described, all the meetings and the donors and the everything else, they still get access to the things rich people have. And they don't have to accomplish anything. And that's what power really gives you, doesn't it? If you look, there's probably two ways. Well, more than two, but there aren't very many ways you can travel on a private jet and stay at luxury resorts and eat fancy steakhouse meals without getting rich. There aren't very many ways you can do that. If you want to live a private jet life, because don't we all? Honestly, who wouldn't love to have a private jet? That would be sick. Don't worry, I'm never going to have one. But you want to live that life? You can choose to become rich, find a way to become rich, or you can become a politician. Michelle Obama is filthy rich. Yes, she despises the country, her and her dirtball husband. But they're doing so many things behind the scenes with their street organization and their fundraising and their community activism. They've never stopped doing that. She gets to live the life of a queen already while still destroying the country she hates. And she doesn't have to go sit through boring speeches. She doesn't have to meet foreign dignitaries she doesn't care about. She doesn't have to get screened at. She doesn't have to this laundry list of things she needs to do. Hey, Michelle, we need you to go to Napa Valley tomorrow for a fundraiser, and then you've got to go to Kansas City the next day for a fundraiser. She doesn't have to live that life anymore. That's why famous people, famous wealthy people, almost never actually run for office. It's what made Trump a total anomaly. And I realize it's happened before. Guys like Ross Perot and others. It has happened. It hardly ever does, though. Percentage-wise, mega-rich people don't run for office. Why? Who would want to go through all that crap when you already have the money? If you're already on a private jet and you're already staying at these fancy resorts with the heated bathroom floors or whatever they have, and you're already eating at a steakhouse every single night, why in the world do you want to have to go call and ask people for campaign donations? You don't. So they don't. Of course Michelle Obama isn't running for office. Of course she isn't. Now, speaking of that political life, once you get a taste of it, a taste of power, private jets, steakhouses, fancy galas, things like that, you want it. You want more of it, and you want to keep what you have. And this is how the communist cooks the street barbarians who eventually make their way into Congress. And this is what has happened with AOC, and it's fascinating to watch. It's fascinating to watch it backfire on her. She got tripped at her and her ginger fiance, or whoever that guy is. We'll talk about that in just a moment. A fascinating little picture of how it works. Before we talk about that, let's talk about saving lives. You know, we do more than just change them.
We're changing people's lives.
We're saving people's lives on this show. We talk about preborn because preborn saves 200 lives a day. Whenever you give $28 to preborn, it doesn't go in somebody's pocket. It goes to a free ultrasound for a young woman who has already decided she's going to have an abortion, and she's seeking out the abortion, and preborn simply steps in, no judgment, no hate, and they say, hey, how about an ultrasound? And I should note, if she's in a situation where she needs care, where she needs help, they provide up to 2 years of care, diapers, formula. If she needs sheltered from a domestic abuse situation, preborn is there. That's where your money goes. Tax deductible. $28 buys that ultrasound. You give them $5,000, it's a leadership gift, funds the entire network for 24 hours. Give them 50. It's all tax deductible. How many ways can you save lives and have it be a tax deduction? Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Did you hear this guy out of North Carolina? I'm sorry. Oh, I should have said this. I should have opened up the show with this. I realize it's Super Tuesday. I'm not unaware of that fact. It's Super Tuesday. You should know that I'm not going to be, quote, covering Super Tuesday because there's nothing to cover. Donald Trump is going to win every single state tonight. He's going to win every single one of them easily. There's nothing to cut. You know what? Here, this is going to be our Super Tuesday coverage. You ready? You ready? Then we'll get to AOC. You ready for this?
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Donald Trump won every state by a lot. He's going to be the Republican nominee, and the primary is over. There, that concludes our Super Tuesday coverage for the evening. Let's get back to other things that are actually important at the time. Still, by the way, go vote. Anyway, this dude in North Carolina was asked why he didn't vote for Nikki Haley. I only wanted to play this for this reason. About 9,000 people have emailed me this clip asking if this is my father. No, I mean, he could be. My dad doesn't live in North Carolina. Otherwise, I would have assumed this is my father.
What do you think of Nikki Haley? Did you ever consider her?
You know, what I got to say, you don't really want to put it on.
Let me hear it.
Well, a woman's not going to be a good president. She doesn't have no balls to scratch. She's just going to scratch her head. All a woman's good for in my book is having babies and taking care of the house.
Dad? What are you doing in North Carolina? Anyway, all right, shut up. Let's get back to the AOC thing. We were just talking about politics and power and how these people love power. And they obviously love power because otherwise being a politician would suck. So they're there for the power. They're there for the privilege. And I want to explain something. Every member of the House of Representatives or every member of the Senate, they don't all live the same. They don't all have equal amounts of power. And we can fool ourselves because we're on the outside looking in, right? I'm not in Congress. You're not in Congress. We can fool ourselves into thinking they're all the same. Well, if you ever, here's a great example. If you ever go to Washington, D.C., and you go through the office buildings, there's a few different office buildings where your member of Congress will have an office. I've been in many of these offices talking to various congressmen I know and whatnot. You can't believe the difference between this guy's office and that guy's office. And they give out office assignments based on, they kind of draw straws, but it's also based on seniority and things. Okay, so already I might be in a little two-bedroom cubbyhole and Congressman whoever, who's a congressman we like? Dan Bishop. Dan Bishop's awesome, speaking of North Carolina. But Dan Bishop, I don't think his office is huge. Dan Bishop might be in some six-room office. Oh, but wait, it actually gets better than that. As you advance through Congress, I mean better, like you're enjoying things more. What if I get elected and I'm Congressman Jesse, and let's say that I play ball with all the leadership back there, which we all know would really happen, but let's say I play ball with all the leadership back there, I'm a good little boy, I vote for all the swampy bills I'm supposed to vote for, I raise money for Republicans in the Republican Party, I do all the things necessary to work my way up into leadership. Well, eventually I go from just being Congressman Jesse, I work my way up into being, let's say, on a big committee, maybe even in charge of a big committee, like the House Armed Services Committee. Well, House Armed Services Committee Chairman Jesse Kelly lives a very different life than normal freshman Congressman Jesse Kelly. Oh, the salaries will be similar, but Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, I probably warrant Secret Service protection. That's a whole different level of power, isn't it? How many bases, places around the world do I need to go see as chairman of the House Armed Services Committee? I believe I need to go check in on one of our bases in Germany. Someone line up the private government jet, because of course this is government business and I'm here on as the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. I've got to go take a private jet over to Germany. I mean, am I going to build in a couple extra days for me and the wife? We'll take her out, get her a pearl necklace or something. Oh, of course I will. Radically different lives. And then if you move from that to being, let's say, the speaker or the minority leader, majority leader in the House of Representatives, your office isn't even in the same building anymore. You're over in the Capitol building and your office looks like you are the CEO of Merrill Lynch. You've got Secret Service protection everywhere. Everything is the highest end. You look like royalty. What I'm saying is these street communists who get elected, and this happens to our side as well when we have these congressmen who get elected and then betray us, these street communists get elected, and even if they're true believers, you start to get seduced by the bigger office, the private jet. Hey, I mean, I could actually do all the things I promised my base I would do, or I could get on that private jet and go to Germany for the pearl necklace. And they just get seduced. If they're not true believers, they get seduced by leadership. And they slowly but surely come around and conform. AOC has always been thought of as this radical communist from the Bronx. And she's always been lumped in with the Ilhan Omars of the world, with the Rashida Tlaibs of the world. But there is a huge difference in the background of AOC versus Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib. Ilhan Omar's parents were committed communists in Somalia. Ilhan Omar was nurtured from childhood to be a communist activist to burn down America. It is woven into her very being. Rashida Tlaib is a Muslim communist activist and has been for a long time. There's video out there of Rashida Tlaib storming into a Republican event. You can go look it up to this day. She's being arrested. I believe she's handcuffed. If not, her arm is most definitely pinned behind her back because by herself, she started screaming and yelling like the street animal she is. Long before she was elected to Congress, she had to be practically tossed out of a Republican meeting. A dyed-in-the-wool communist apparatchik. But that's not AOC's background. AOC is an actress and a dancer by trade. Did you know that? She's an actress and a dancer. You can go look at videos of AOC in her 20s, not that kind of dancer, Chris. You could go look at videos of AOC in her 20s in music videos. They're appropriate for kids, at least what I've seen. Don't worry about looking that up. They're fine. But you can see her dance. She's an actress and a dancer. She made it to Congress because the Justice Democrats, they're this crazy communist breakoff group. They didn't like the moderate Republican they had, who was an establishment guy in the Bronx. And so they held auditions for people to come in and be the next congressman to challenge him in the primary. AOC, the actress, not the communist street activist, the actress showed up, nailed her audition. They saw she was pretty. They saw potential in AOC. And they said, that's our girl. They recruited her. And they did the best they could to try to turn her into a communist, to try to make her look, talk, walk, and act like a communist. And I'm sure she probably had those leanings anyway. But she didn't have any idea what she was doing or saying. That's why we were all making fun. Remember when we were all making fun of AOC in the early years? She'd say the stupidest things and do the thing all the time. And we always made fun of her. What an idiot. It wasn't that she was an idiot. She was inexperienced. She didn't know anything about politics. She was still learning how to be a communist. So now that AOC has gotten to Congress, she's starting to eyeball those leadership seats. And after all, she's not a true believer. AOC's moving on. Her radical communist base doesn't appreciate it. We'll play a little bit of audio of that in a moment. Before we do that, I know you're probably already smiling, thinking about AOC getting screamed at by some dirtball street communists. And when you get excited like that, it can be difficult to go to sleep later on that night. This is why MyPillow is there for us. No matter what the day brings, whether it's hilarious things like AOC getting yelled at, whether it's terrible things like the Choco Taco being eliminated, the truth is, MyPillow was always there to give us the best night's sleep of our lives. From the MyPillows to the Giza Dream Sheets, they're at a huge sale on Giza Dream Sheets right now, queen size or king size. Their slippers, the OG My Slippers, 60% off right now. Go take advantage of that. When MyPillow does blowout sales, take advantage of it. Made in America, a patriotic company. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use the promo code Jesse. Pile up the savings. Pile up the pillows. No matter how excited you get about AOC getting yelled at, you will still sleep tonight. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's a super Tuesday. You know why? It's not because of the election, it's because I'm here. That's why. What, Chris? You can podcast the show if you miss any part of it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. On iTunes, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. AOC is starting to conform, starting to be more mainstream, starting to work her way into leadership of the Democrat Party. This is a direct quote from AOC in December of 2020. So that's what, 4 years ago. I did that math all by myself. The whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable. Activists take that discomfort with the status quo and advocate for concrete policy changes. Popular support often starts small and grows. To folks who complain, protest demands make others uncomfortable. That's the point. AOC took her ginger fiance to the movies. Had some Palestinian activists out there. They wanted her to start using the word genocide more, and she wasn't just going to get to go away with her popcorn in peace.
You're accused of calling it a genocide. In front of everybody. It's not okay that there's a genocide happening. You're not actively against it.
You're lying. Oh, then just say it's a genocide. Just say it. Over 30,000 people are dead, AOC.
Cut it, and you're going to cut this, and
you see, Rashida Tlaib, as we just discussed, she's a communist activist from the old days. The Democrat Party, mark my words, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Democrat Party is going to have Rashida Tlaib out of Congress within a few years. They will. They're already backing an establishment candidate against Ilhan Omar in Minneapolis. Again, another dyed-in-the-wool, true believer street communist. Too much of a barbarian to be civilized. They attempted to civilize Ilhan Omar. She wouldn't stop. They're having huge trouble with their Jewish voting base. Democrats are, and Ilhan Omar is still out there sounding like a jihadist every single day, making them sound worse. Rashida Tlaib is doing the exact same thing. They're trying to walk this tightrope, trying to maintain their Muslim support base while trying to maintain their Jewish support base, and Ilhan Omar is not making it easy. Rashida Tlaib went out and announced publicly that she didn't vote for Biden in the primary. The barbarians are not being civilized as fast as the Hakeem Jeffries guys, the leadership of the world, want them to, and they're going to bounce them. AOC doesn't want to be bounced, and AOC never really believed in any of this crap anyway. She was just an actress and a dancer. So AOC's out there publicly backing Joe Biden, playing ball on things. You don't hear AOC making waves anymore, do you? AOC decided she doesn't like this whole street communist life. That was never for her. She doesn't believe in it anyway. Why not just leave the street communists behind and go be one of the elite communists? And that's what she's done. And of course, the street communists, that drives them insane. Because remember, the elite communists, they're not true believers. Again, that's why AOC became one so easily. They don't really believe. John Kerry doesn't really believe that private air travel's bad. That's why he flies private all over the place. He's not a true believer. He makes sure he uses the idiots on the ground. So the street communists, though, are true believers. And when they put someone like AOC into power, they make demands. They want her to remain a true believer, and they simply didn't get what they wanted. Now AOC can't even go to the movies in peace, and I, for one, think that's freaking hilarious. All right, we have a lot I have to get to. I was going to discuss the body parts that are currently being found in a park in Long Island. We have imported so many barbarians into this country that now, reportedly, it's MS-13, but now we have street gangs leaving heads for our kids to trip on in public parks. Here in the United States of America, when you take Aiden, Jaden, and Braden down to the monkey bars, do they allow monkey bars anymore? They probably don't, because too many people got hurt. When you take Aiden, Jaden, and Braden down to the swing set, there's a decent chance they're going to trip over Pedro's finger on the way to getting on the swings. Golly. All right. Let's discuss the shifting culture out there. In fact, somebody else is out there getting real loud about Christian nationalism. Before we get to that, we're going to talk a little bit more about the tightrope. We were just discussing Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and the problems Democrats are having. Let's talk about getting something to protect ourselves financially, though. Let's talk about retirement. We're not going to talk about gold, silver coins in your physical possession right now. We've done that enough. You have a 401k, you have an IRA, you worked very, very hard for that money. All those years, lowering your standard of living so you could sock something away and retire. Retire with some sort of a standard of living. You did it, and now they're destroying it. You see what's happening financially. How do you protect that, though? You get precious metals as part of your 401k or IRA. Not all of it. No, not at all. You just diversify it a little to raise the floor for how far it can drop. Protect what you've busted your butt for. Call Oxford Gold Group, 833-995-GOLD. They will handle it for you. It's not as complicated as it sounds. 833-995-GOLD. You worked hard for that money. Don't give it all back. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, Oracle, he says, thanks for the deep historical perspective. Medal of Honor Monday was one of the best ever yesterday. By the way, if you missed it, go download a podcast to the show. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. The guy said the icing on the cake was later when you said you were rude to your guests for the sake of the audience. I'm not sure if you don't think we pay attention or if you're just blindingly brilliant, but we all know you are rude. You don't need to act like it's on our account. He said, keep crushing it. His name is Dan. Now, hold on a minute. No, what I said yesterday was accurate. I cut off the guests before they can do the thank you and the infomercial thing at the end. I cut off the guests for you. I do that because you don't want to hear their small talk either. We don't have to do that thing. Let's move on and talk about other stuff. Let's talk about important stuff. No, I'm kidding. We're not doing that right now. That said, yes, being naturally rude helps do that. It would be very, very difficult for someone like my wife to do something like that. Ob could never cut someone off. She's one of those long goodbyers. I love you. I miss you. This is in my family. My dad will just hang up the phone. He'll just hang up the phone. So yes, it's easier for me to be rude because I have more of a natural inclination towards rudeness. But still, I do it for you. That's why I'm mostly rude. What, Chris? I do it for you. All right. Let's discuss a little bit more of this Christian nationalism. Interesting chart here about when racism got hot again as a topic in America. So much more to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.